You're listening to DraftKings Network.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Stugatz just delighted in pointing out to me during the break that Tom Brady hasn't lost three straight games in the NFL since 2004.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, if you're a fan of Tom Brady's teams, you've never lost three straight games.
I was in high school.
That is, that seems like it can't be right in that league. But before we talk any more football or any more sports, we are keeping today's show. Got a little bit of a family theme as we head into the holidays. Everyone's a little bit lazier this week than they might be under normal circumstances. Erling Cody is a very high-powered attorney. She is joining us from a glass-encased corner office where she presides over much justice and much regal money-making on behalf of the Codys. And she can speak more Thank eloquently you. Than anyone to what a weirdo her husband is.
I was wrong about Brady. It was 2002.
Wow. Okay, so it was even longer. It wasn't 2004. It was 2002.
That's fine.
Erling, help us with a number of things. Settle a few disputes with your husband, because we were marveling the other day about how terrible he is, like truly terrible, about admitting that he's wrong.
This is true. He always has to shape it into suddenly why he's not wrong, even if it's a fact, not just an opinion. It's not like whether, you know, you like ketchup or mustard more on a hot dog. I mean, I will literally say, remember he'll try to tell me that recently he tried to tell me there was an Arby's in a shopping center by us. I said, that Arby's hasn't been there in 10 years. He goes, oh no, it's there. We drive by it. I go, look, see, it's not there. And he goes, if you say so.
Well, that's how you leave it there. That's a good job out of you, Greg.
Right? Yeah. It's a neutral comment. Yeah.
It's excellent.
If you say so. Hey, what kind of commentary is that at the fact that the Arby's isn't where it used to be?
I mean, I'm agreeing with her.
Right. Okay. Sort of. But you're kind of not, right?
Yeah, well, sort of. That's the beauty of it.
You're leaving the window open just a crack.
Exactly. Yes. By the way, this woman puts ketchup on her hot dog, which is just ridiculous.
Oh, why are you deflecting?
Unheard of.
It's not about her, it's about you.
We're shining the light on him, and this is the one place where he doesn't want it, where he's a weirdo. Tell me about the pizza shop he tried to buy the other day.
Oh, my God. You know, he's been, you know, and admittedly, it's a very unique place. And maybe, you know, back in the day, Dan Le Batard had driven by this place, not knowing it was even a pizza place, because he's been going there since he was a kid. And, you know, unfortunately, instead of being sold, they decided to close down. The retire, close down, go away. Very unique pizza place. But it's like next to car parts stores on 441 in Hollywood. I mean, it's not like a mega place for going to the restaurants. You have to know it's there. He decides we should buy it. He said this to me over the years, and I'm always like, no, we're not buying a whole, we're going to put all of our savings into a restaurant. Yes. I said, well, who's going to run it? We'll find someone to run it. I'm like, you're not going to find someone. So the biggest failure in the world is restaurants to begin with. And you're going to just not know anything and not do anything about it. We're just going to run it. And we didn't buy it.
Listen, all about increasing our portfolio in ways that are interesting.
You're not all about not that. Profitable. You don't know anything about your finances. You just want to buy the chocolate pizza shop that made you sad.
I just love saying the word portfolio. I don't even know what it means.
Arlene, how little does he know about your finances? How little does he know about the family's finances?
He knows where the checking account is. That's it.
I can't apologize for that. Portfolio to me sounds like a city in Italy, or Spain, perhaps. But listen, if you buy Villa Rose, if you buy Lawton's hot dogs, if you build a small empire of these beautiful small businesses worth saving, you've got something there.
If you're Bill Gates, you got something. We ain't at Bill Gates.
You have no money.
You've got bankruptcy. You've got bankrupting your wife, who is making a lot of money on behalf of your family that you're not making.
Well, she's making less than she should be because she's on this show instead of billing people. Get back to work.
I've got more questions for you.
Keep making money.
About how weird your husband is. Why is he so stubborn about taking his medicine when clearly he's coughing and hacking and can't function like a healthy human being?
And it's not even just the coughing medicine. Just a month ago, he told me, I ran out of that other medicine, but I don't go to that doctor anymore. I said, get it from a different doctor. I'm going to do that. He has yet to even call that doctor, a new doctor that he could get it from, a different doctor, but he won't do it. He hasn't got it. Instead, he just wants to complain about it and almost throw up in his mouth when we go out to dinner, because it's like he's got this thing that, GERD. Yes, GERD.
Yeah,
he loves to call it GERD.
I don't almost throw up in my mouth at dinner, by the way.
Greg, I had about a GERD this weekend. Horrible. Yeah, I feel for you if you're terrible. Always going through it.
Right, thank you.
But if you had a medicine that made it not happen, and then you could get it again.
You're referring to omeprazole.
And then, like last night, he was having a bad night, as he said. And I said, well, if you mixed it up today, why don't you try drinking a lot more? Did you drink water today? Did you drink some tea today? And he's like, no.
Why will he not drink water? What is the matter with your husband? Why will he not drink water? Why does he insist on all his fluids being beer?
I don't know. That's the source of a lot of other issues, but that's enough for a different day.
Look, I'm not a fish. I'm not adherent to water. I mean, water's fine. It has its place. But
hydration is important and maybe could help with different things.
Anytime I pour liquid down my gullet, I'm hydrating.
Yeah.
Last night, you announced to me today.
You're dehydrating by having coffee.
Dehydrates with beer.
Dehydrates.
Mm-hmm. He did tell me there's a lot of tea there at the studio. I said, have you ever had it? No. He said, Roy drinks a lot of tea. I go, well, why don't you try some of that tea? Maybe it would help your throat. But no, he won't do
it. Arlene, can you tell me how strange he is as a Thanksgiving host?
Well, as any host, there's got lots of rules. To begin with, you have to clear anything that comes in the door previous to you arriving at the house.
Standard.
If you bring something spontaneously, it is not welcomed.
I mean,
it's not welcomed, and it will be mentioned like, you didn't mention you were bringing that.
Aunt Bonnie is a big offender of this.
I love that he calls you out. I do. I love that you call people out.
What does Aunt Bonnie do that she's a big offender?
I think she showed up with a ham one year when he wasn't expecting it.
What did Greg say?
He just storms out of the room and lets my mom handle all the uncomfortable conversations.
Good. You got to clear the major protein. You don't walk into my house with a ham unless you've cleared it. It's simple. I appreciate the gesture. I appreciate it a lot more if you've cleared it with me so that there's no conflict on the menu.
Exactly.
Imagine showing up to a wedding taking your own meal. No one would dare.
Guillermo, put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Do you, when visiting someone else's house for Thanksgiving, do you have to clear your own ham?
What if someone else brought a ham? What if Greg had prepared a ham?
Exactly.
I mean, you have to ask in advance.
Then
you've
got dueling hams. It's an embarrassment.
What's wrong with two hams?
I don't know.
Two hams are better than one, but seriously. I think that you clear something with the chef, with the master of the menu.
Yeah.
It's just common politeness.
Why would you use the cliche, two hams are better than one, when you're rejecting one of the hams that's being brought in and saying Aunt Bonnie is an egregious offense of all holidays?
Using an example.
You just wanted to say two hams are better than one.
And it wasn't cleared properly.
And you followed it with a transitioning like an old comic performing in the Catskills.
Yes. when you go but seriously, you get the drum time to go, ba-dump.
Yeah, thanks.
Right. Catskills. Excellent.
Yeah, like two hams are better than one.
Right, thank you.
Erlene, how awkward was this banquet style dinner you guys had the other day where Greg had next to him a fan of the show?
Oh, God. Well, to begin with, it was creepy because the guy was watching us like a hawk the whole time. And he kept swiveling his neck sideways to stare at Greg and then swiveling it back forward and then leaning in to listen to whatever the hell we were talking about. And then finally, you know, 90% into the meal, he finally goes, "Are you Greg?" And then, you know, it was fascinating. It was just fascinating. And then it turns out he had no idea that Greg is ever on anything other than the newspaper. So he was a real modern guy to begin with. But
he recognized you not from the show. He recognized you as a newspaper columnist.
Right, from the printed word. And then he had to tell us, you know, which is really right up our alley, about how he doesn't really like sports anymore because it's all political.
Oh,
yeah.
And then it was like, all righty, then I got to go.
He started veering into this rant against people kneeling before NFL games. And I'm like, all right, been nice chatting with you. And then I pretend to start talking to my wife again, hoping to derail this guy's interest.
But the banquet hurt you.
Well, it's ridiculous.
It was a terrible seat. Honestly, it was amazing that he sat through that. It was like the kind of seat whenever we get seated like that, I'm always like, oh, God, he's going to be pissed. And but he didn't say anything. It was very nice of him.
Well, it was a crowded restaurant. But how close was I to that guy, elbow to elbow?
Two feet at the most.
You would like that. I mean,
One foot, maybe.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Greg, what was your go-to subject of conversation when you're trying to dial in with your wife? All right, we need to talk about something.
You're pretending. Look me in the eye and talk.
What was your subject matter?
It's you. Well, you know, because of the timing, you know, you're like talking about the Thanksgiving menu or something, which I would normally not do, but I'm just trying to put one word in front of the other, call it a sentence, just so I can detract and distract this guy at my right elbow. I can't even remember what we talked about, but
I just always think they're counting how many beers he had.
That's just you, Erlene.
I was going to say,
how many beers did he have at
one,
dinner?
One track mind over here.
It wasn't the beer that put him over the top. He decided he needed to have a cognac at the end.
Oh, Jesus. It was a beautiful restaurant.
At the end of the meal. Yeah.
No, but that's a bad drunk. Now you've got a bad drunk on your hands, because if it's just beer, you've got a manageable Greg Cody. This is the lifetime drunk. You throw a cognac at the end of it, he's now a sloppy mess.
No, cognac's a beautiful thing. Kids used to call me that, Greg Cognac.
They did not.
A nickname of mine.
No one called you that.
I believe it.
No one called you that.
I might start calling you that, though.
Erlene,
are you concerned? I mean,
I love the idea that kids would be calling me Greg Cognac. Like a kid knows what a cognac is.
Wait, so they didn't?
No, I was just kidding.
Erlene, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank Love you.
The sounds coming out of your body are so unpleasant.
Thank you.
Two guys here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes. And it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel. And I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Don Levitard.
Should Greg Cody of the Miami Herald be allowed to wear a clothespin on his nose?
Hell yeah.
When we smear cat food on his face in a little bit. But he, you know what he told me, Mike? He told me he suffers from GERD.
Stugatz.
I do suffer from GERD. And I'm got a message to Dr. McGillicuddy. He's trying to fax over an injunction to prevent me from doing it, because I do suffer from GERD, the digestive reflux disease.
Yeah.
GERD, like Gerd Müller, the former soccer player from Germany. And, you know, it's a serious thing, you know, whether you're laughing about it or not. GERDing it.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
That means the misery has arrived. We are all going to the bucket. Tomorrow we've got a show that is God Bless Football, but all of us are going to the bucket today. God Bless Football can be found within stupidity. We're tucking it within stupidity.
You say there's misery, but there hasn't been much action with regards to this benchmark.
Well, that's going to change. That's bullshit. Wow. And I've been talking to people, and here's the thing. Deathcember is coming because things are going to be paid off in Deathcember.
Okay.
You'll find out soon.
I think people need to pick punishments, though, for there to be.
Deathcember is coming, Mike.
All right. Well, I've actually had a pretty good year.
Deathcember is coming, Mike.
I think I've lost like maybe twice this season.
I think Whittingham is like 1-8 or something ridiculous. Yeah. He's got like 8 losses and hasn't
paid any of
them.
I've won a couple in a row, thank God, but I've got a lot to do.
I haven't lost yet. Yeah, good.
What does Stugat owe?
Nothing.
I find it impossible to believe.
It's been really hard to follow.
Deathcember is coming. I mean, feel free to send suggestion, guys. For punishment.
Thank you, Mike.
Man, I would love to
pick some. Deathcember's coming.
No idea.
Let's go around and begin with
one of the punishments resting on our laurels because someone's nailing that one.
Thank you.
How many does he owe? He must owe.
I have no idea.
He's not unbeaten.
It's impossible. Like you told me, you reminded me that Woody's lost 8 times. He could have just been like, I think 4 is cool. And we would have been like,
well, how many people have actually, I know I came in here with a too tight golden uniform and that gold football still hasn't dried. It's still got paint on it that's getting on my car and chairs because I felt the need to pay one of the punishments. Funny. My F1 costume is stuck in cargo somewhere, probably in a sea far away.
Greg still currently has 5 punishments to pick.
Wow, really?
That's right.
What are they?
Well, you have to pick them.
Oh.
You haven't paid. Has anyone paid anything other than me?
I cut the big toe. I did.
Yeah, that's
true. He has 4 more punishments on top of all the others.
I paid off one of my 3 with the car fresheners hanging off of
the Christmas tree set. Yeah. That was one of the worst ones. That one stayed with you for a couple of days.
Yes, it did. I'm still spinning out.
Chris Cody, how many losses do you have that have gone unpaid here?
I have 2 that I've selected, and I believe I lost last week, so I have a 3rd one I need to select, but I have 2 that I've selected that I can do. I'm ready to do
it. Wait a minute. Is next week going to be Machine Gun Skippy? Is he going to be in town?
Somebody's got to tell John Skipper
I've got to tell him
that he's got to do Machine Gun Skippy next week.
Well, if it's going to be in December, remember Deathcember's coming down.
Yeah, you did mention that. Have you paid any of your punishments?
I'm trying to wrangle around these bunch of clowns and picking their own punishments and sending suggestions.
Yeah, Billy's got enough to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is why the whole thing died when it died, because of all of this, because we can't do anything correctly. But Deathcember is coming.
We're still having fun, though. Look at this. A couple of people just picking some helmets.
Without consequence, then this is a fairly useless segment. We can all pretend to be afraid of punishments, but doesn't seem like there are actual punishments.
But Dan paid one off, Roy paid one off, I paid one off.
I know who's legit here. I know who's about it in the immortal words of Master P.
Let's go out to Tony. Tony, go ahead and rummage around in the bucket of the death. The Chiefs and the Cardinals are the bye teams this week, so if you get the Chiefs or the Cardinals.
Nice little rummage here, Dano. Billy really screwed me last week, giving me the Seahawks.
Oof.
I got the Brownies.
Tony always wants to catch
Sunday
us up.
Sunday night football.
The Broken at the Browns. Are, the at the Ravens are a 4-point dog. All the lines given to you by DraftKings.
It does look like Jack Conklin and Kareem Hunt are back, and that's big for the Browns. Keep in mind that the Cleveland Browns averaged 28 points per game when Kareem Hunt's
You already
in the
put
line.
It back, though.
Oh, no.
And he got the Jets?
Oh, no.
Is that the Jets?
They're at the Texans. Jets are playing the Texans. I have to keep it, but Flacco,
that's an upgrade.
Flacco looked good.
The Texans just won.
The Texans are a 2.5-point favorite against the Jets.
Tyrod Taylor,
the punishment is having to watch that game.
Elijah Moore, a player.
Star.
Yeah, good
star
one.
He's
a
good
player. I saw that Chris Cody. In terms of separation amongst rookie receivers. He's the best.
Very good.
I forget if I do I want to reach for something with a mask? I forget. Like the Jags, I believe, didn't have a mask. I'm going to go for a mask.
Okay. This is why we need gloves.
The Giants.
Aye.
I've been wearing gloves all season.
Home with the Eagles. They're 3.5-point home dogs.
Give it back.
That's not too bad, man.
Putting it back.
Eagles are not a good team.
The Giants out of my life.
That line's going to climb.
Cowboys.
Nice upgrade.
All right, good job.
Great upgrade.
You got Thanksgiving against the Raiders.
Cowboys and the Raiders are done.
The Raiders season has kind of derailed here.
7-point favorite. Cowboys have been bad two of the last three games, but they play the Raiders. 7-point favorite at home. Roy, go ahead and select from the bucket.
Lines are brought to you by our bedfellows at DraftKings.
I mentioned that already. Yes.
Steve Martin.
I always forget this cool part. Congrats.
I picked the Patriots.
Ooh.
Best team in the NFL.
Against the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the actual best team in the NFL.
The Patriots.
Last week's best team in the NFL.
The Patriots are 5.5-point favorite at home against the Titans.
Wow, that's a lot.
You don't want a 5.5-point favorite. You're not going to do a lot better than that this week.
I mean, Roy did almost put back the Cardinals last week.
Oh, they lost.
Roy, I'm just saying, but they're good.
Cardinals won.
Roy.
It just doesn't seem like Roy has a good sense for which teams are good.
This is the second biggest favorite on this sheet.
Roy.
5.5-point favorite is the second biggest favorite.
Roy. Like, Roy, use your football brain and make a decision. Roy.
Last time I did this, I got burnt.
Yeah, put it back.
So I'm going to get burnt again. I'm keeping this.
The old reverse
psychology. That's been a good upgrade whenever I remember it.
Billy, go ahead and reach around in there. And
Broncos.
Thanks.
Got the Chargers.
Nah, I'm putting that back.
Yeah, you should.
A lot of games of consequence.
The Broncos
in the
NFL are at home.
It's a nice weekend this weekend.
They're a 3-point dog, the Broncos.
A lot of playoff implications.
The biggest point spread of the week is 7.
Yeah, it's a.
There are no big favorites.
Mm-hmm.
These lines are brought to you by DraftKings.
Our bedfellows.
Ooh, I got the swap again.
Damn it.
That's a good helmet.
The best helmet.
He may swap for one that's been pulled already.
The Cowboys.
Cowboys are the most attractive.
Got the Dolphins.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Dolphins can win that
2-point dog at home against the Panthers.
And by I got the Dolphins, I mean someone else has the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Patriots helmet looks good.
That's a good pull, man.
Chris Whittingham is now, again,
We got Jess back
Jess
here.
Is picking
I understand
full
why
house
back
today.
Here.
It's crowded in here today. Was there any arguing over the seats? There weren't enough seats today. All of a sudden, Jess was sitting here, then she wasn't sitting here.
Well, I'm editing Off the Looking Glass, Dan, which everyone should subscribe to on Spotify.
I really
and
enjoyed
Apple.
That.
It's a great podcast with me and Kate Fagan, and now I'm going to the bucket.
Nice
All
plug.
Right. Let's see if you go to the bucket and have anything that resembles excitement, enthusiasm, success. She has paid one of her punishments. She had to...
Big Apple.
Wow, the Big Apple helmet.
So it's the Jets the or the Apple. Giants, or did we decide whether you could take one of the basketball teams or not? Whether you could take the Knicks or the Nets? Did we decide this or no?
Where are the Giants playing?
So the Giants are home with the Eagles. The Jets are away at the Texans.
The Giants are a 3.5-point dog at home, and as he said, the Jets at the Texans are a 2.5-point dog.
Who is Columbia playing? Who is Fordham playing?
Yeah, Fordham.
Does Rutgers count?
All right, we'll come back
to
you.
Okay.
The Islanders, the Rangers.
The Mets play the Suns. I mean,
Rutgers are in Jersey.
Or opening day for the Mets.
Ooh.
Next year.
The Broncos.
All right, so you're a 3-point dog at home against the Chargers.
Damn it.
You don't have something that Billy's going to want to take. Mike Ryan, it is your turn. Mike, you don't want to get something too good because Billy's going to take it.
Not necessarily.
Only 7 more people have to
move. Well, the best one's been taken.
It's
so
such a long
And is Hildy back this week or not? Because
it's,
she had her golden
helmet
right now.
We don't pay off any of the debts. Like, this
get
is why
update.
The thing died.
Like,
it
just
is.
Email me a Google Doc of what's what. Big Apple.
Again with this. We just.
Again, who are they going to pull Mets out?
Why is that getting pulled so much? It's been pulled like 5 times in the last couple of weeks.
Can I check the NHL schedule real quick?
The New York Red Bulls.
The NYCFC, they got the Revs, though, and they set the points record. I was thinking maybe going MLS there.
No, MLS is not.
Well, what
Red Bulls are
eliminated.
Looking at?
Mm. Yeah. And they play New Jersey anyways.
Rangers at Bruins, if you want to go there, Mike.
We should drag this out a little bit.
Reaper,
you can make,
just come in here. I don't think Mike thinking is good radio, so it's not good podcast.
If you make noises like that to show that you're thinking, though, that definitely helps.
Yeah, it does.
Whittingham has picked the Packers.
I got the Packers.
Good
play
pick.
The Rams.
No, does it have to be the
nice pick?
On the Big Apple, does it have to be the very next game?
Yeah,
the very next game.
Just pick whatever game you want.
There's a Battle of the Empire State on the ice. Oh, boy. And the Islanders just opened up a brand new stadium.
Isles are good. Yeah.
I'm keeping the Packers, by the way.
The Packers are a 1-point favorite at home against the Rams. Get on in here,
Reaper. You know what? I've decided I don't want the Big Apple. It's a cesspool of bad sports teams.
Okay, great. I'm glad you at least decided it quickly, is what I'm glad.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to be bullied into making a bad decision like you clowns. There's a reason why I've been successful in this, because I've got a high football IQ.
Hey, man.
Ravens against my Brownies.
Damn it.
The old emotional hedge.
The win-win for you.
Right. Nah. The Ravens -4 at home against a totally broken Browns team with a totally broken quarterback.
He's just emotionally broken and physically broken. Oh, yeah, he's broken.
He doesn't care if the fans boo. He should care. Jackass.
Jackass?
I mean, Baker Mayfield enough. And the fans are booing him because he's not playing very well, and they have major expectations for him. Don't say you don't care.
He's toughening up.
I mean,
his body is hurting.
I hope they give him a $40 million deal.
So do I.
Well, it's not trending in that direction.
What do we have here? I have the hottest team in the NFL.
Oh, wow.
Besides the Patriots.
Jonathan Taylor. Saddle him up.
Oh, God. What a weekend this weekend. I have the Colts, but they're playing the Bucs.
They're a three-point dog at home against the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Man. I'm going to throw it back.
Wow. Controversial.
Pretty standard play.
Yeah, I got to throw it back. I want nothing to do with Brady. They're just getting hot.
Because they just won their first game in the last three.
Two of their last three they've lost. They're hot because they won the last time Stugatz watched them.
Yeah.
The great Bruce Springsteen once said, you can't start a fire without a spark.
I got the Colts again.
Wow.
That's like the Colts. That's a bucket-of-death version of Scorgami.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
That's what you get with a long rummage. That's what you get.
You want to go to Greg Cody here. I have the Golden Helmet of Life.
Congratulations.
One last week.
So awesome for you, man. Stress-free Thanksgiving weekend for Dan. Nice rummage.
Yeah, and keep in mind what's looming. The swap.
The Cardinals.
They've got a bye.
Greg, swap helmet.
Think about the strategy in this. I think you might want to repick.
Greg Cody wasn't thinking about anything.
You're going to end up with the Dolphins if you keep that helmet.
Who got the swap?
Billy has the swap. But I would also tell you that Billy loves you.
I don't know who got it.
I don't know if he's swapped with you.
Because it happened last week.
Chris, this has been a descent into senility today for your father. He just threw up. We just said, beware of the swap. Don't be too happy. But he was so lost in his own fumes and juices that he threw his arms up and he's like, I got the bye. So do you want that bye and the probability or possibility that Billy will swap and take it and you will get the Dolphins, or would you like to select again?
I would get the Dolphins for this week.
Yes.
I don't think Billy will swap.
Okay, well then keep it.
No, he will swap, Greg.
Well, no, then keep it. If you don't think he will swap, then he will
take it. My dad is saying that he thinks he'll swap with someone else who got. So yeah, Dad, keep it.
I'm going to keep it.
All right.
Okay.
Billy, whose helmet do you want?
Wow.
You can take your time. Don't let these bullies.
I'm going to take the Patriots.
Billy, you love crazy.
He loves you, Greg.
Crazy.
He loves you, Greg.
Thank you,
crazy.
Billy. Like
hey, so
crazy.
That is insane. Guaranteed safety.
Wait, what?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Dan Le Batard.
Greg Cody, your thoughts?
Stugatz.
Greg?
Okay, very good.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
Michael Strahan going to space.
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
Is this from SportsCentra again?
This is from Forbes. He's going to space.
What, he's just doing that? That's not space.
Blue Origin's next space flight will include Good Morning America host Michael Strahan.
That's not space. It's not space. Yeah, you can float around, but I also saw the dudes in Apollo 13 do that in the mid-90s.
It's fake space?
It's fake space. It's face. Yeah, no, it's not real space. You know,
I think you're right. You're not really going into space. You're dipping your toe into space, but you're not actually going into space.
That's just a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's technically space.
Yeah, but it's a technicality.
Who wants to go to space on a technicality?
It's like you pop your head into space, and then you pop back out, and it's over.
Yeah.
You know? Shatner thinks he went to space. He didn't go to
Neil
space.
Neil Armstrong looks at you and like, you didn't go to space. Yeah. Straight ahead.
You pop your head back.
But they technically went to space. They visited space. That it was brief, that it was just for a second, like that's what they were doing. They're technically going to space.
For me, space is either the ISS or the moon. You gotta pack an overnight bag.
No, what you're saying.
If you
saying,
go into space, Dan, you go to space.
What you guys are saying is you can't do space unless you risk, like George Clooney, just floating off into eternity
exactly
until you
right.
die.
That's precisely. Space. Yeah. That's what space is all
a
about.
Spacewalk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not even using the bathroom if you're in space for like 5 hours.
Yeah, you gotta get off in the cabin. Someone's gotta open up a Capri Sun and you gotta swallow the Capri Sun.
You're not in space till you do a 0G poop.
Mm hmm.
Mm hmm.
It really is. All they're doing is the equivalent of the rocket's nose touching space, and then it starts to fall right back down.
Tourist.
Right.
You're not an astronaut. You're a tourist. Get out of here.
Why is Michael Strahan going?
Every pretty high Q rating. Everyone generally likes him. I'm happy even hearing this, but he's not a space traveler.
How are we doing this? If we're choosing between Shatner and Michael Strahan, are we just doing people that others like? Is that
this
what we're shooting
so
into space?
This is going to be so commonplace that IG influencers are going to start going to air quotes space. Literally, Miami will be going to air quotes space. This isn't real space travel. This isn't the future that Kubrick sold me.
So Strahan covered the Bezos' first trip to space, and so he covered it for the media, for GMA, and then they invited him to space.
So did we.
I know, but he actually was there. He was physically there. He interviewed people before and after, the astronauts, if you want to call them that. And then they invited Strahan.
Wait, you're calling them astronauts?
I'm not. As in, if you want to call them that.
Good, because it's an insult to actual astronauts. To call what Shatner, Bezos, and Strahan are doing.
They put the not in astronaut. They're not astronaut.
Astronaut, mm-hmm. N-O-T at the end.
Yes.
Astronaut.
So you have arrived in a place.
Asterisk not.
Where Tiki Barber is on Earth shaking a fist at space saying, Strahan's got the career that I was supposed to have. I was supposed to be doing morning shows.
I'm supposed to go to space.
I was supposed to go to space with Bezos. I was the New York Giant that everyone liked because I had the big smile and mine doesn't have a giant gap in it. I was supposed to be the guy who was transcendent and was allowed to come out in the morning holding hands and with a tiny white woman and being celebrated by housewives all over America. Why does Strahan get my seat on this shuttle?
Because he's a genuine nice man.
Yep.
Yeah. It's hard to fake that on TV. Like, it would be devastating to me if I found out Michael Strahan was not nice behind the scenes.
Well, let's go ahead and hear some sound of Michael Strahan not being nice to Stugatz here when Stugatz dared.
So mean.
Stugatz is the one not being nice in this.
Yeah, oh, this, is aged, it, Chris. This is aged poorly for Stugatz, I think.
Because he got up in there and tried to ask Strahan about his divorce. Strahan wouldn't talk about it, but isn't that why he has Tiki Barber's life? Because Tiki Barber got in the middle of a giant scandal. Isn't that why Tiki Barber, didn't we judge all of Tiki Barber's? It's not because he wasn't good at the television stuff. It's because he had a scandal where he left his wife for a younger woman. And that can't be sold to American housewives.
Mike, you're in the news a lot lately because of your divorce. It's a ridiculous amount of money.
I was told I'm talking about a Pepsi smash in football. Just like, I don't talk to the papers about that.
I was just going
to
ask if you're tired of talking about it. I guess answer is yes.
I don't talk about it. And you're going to try to come out of left field and kind of get me with it. But I'm from New York, my friends, and I'm going to shut you up before we even go there.
Just was going to ask if you're sick of it. Apparently you are.
Don't go. I was going to ask. It doesn't matter what you were going to ask me. I'm telling you what we're going to talk about.
Man, he owned me.
Yeah, you brought it back too many times.
I did. went to the well.
Yeah, you don't say,
well, just going to ask you if you're tired of talking about
gonna,
it.
Just going to ask. Very clearly.
Dan left me to my own devices. I mean, that's what happens when. Yeah.
Definitely Dan's fault.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not blaming Dan.
Yep.
He had places to go, people to meet. It was Super Bowl week. It was a big week down here. Dan was hosting. I mean.
If Chris Cody went to space, he'd be an astronaut.
Yeah. Deserved.
Long astronaut.
Yeah. Long white astronaut.
No, stop bringing it back. You guys are Stugatzing right now. Let's talk about the Pepsi Smash.
I was told I'm here to talk about the Pepsi Smash. Whatever happened to the Pepsi Smash?
Pepsi Smash football.
What happened? I
pivoted to just a full-on halftime show sponsor.
Yeah.
Can we marvel, though, at the career of Michael Strahan?
It's been up.
I think we did. We talked matter-of-factly about the man going to, air quotes, space. Well,
he kind of has the sack record.
Yeah. I was going to say to you guys, though, has Michael Strahan's post-career been better than Michael Strahan's career?
Wow. Ooh.
He's got the...
he did.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Live with Kelly.
Did he ever go to space on the GMA?
But he beat...
He didn't win a Super... No,
he beat
one.
Tom Brady.
Did he win one Super Bowl?
Who else is in this conversation?
I think he won two, Mike.
No, he wasn't a part of the second
one. He was not.
Nate Burleson?
The Rock.
Hmm. Well, but The Rock
didn't really play football, though.
Because
The Rock was a wrestler, and you can make the argument that his post-career has been bigger than his wrestling career, and he was one of the best wrestlers.
I meant his football career.
Was Jim Brown's post-career?
Ooh, Tony Romo.
No.
O.J. Simpson's post-career?
Jim?
His post-career did not go better.
O.J. Simpson's might have been. O.J. Simpson's post-career might have been bigger than his Hall of Fame football career.
We're forgetting about something.
Collinsworth was a good receiver?
Yeah, he was really
pretty good, yes.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah.
Romo?
Yeah. Not
Romo's
yet.
Good.
Not yet, though. Romo's good as a broadcaster. But I'm talking about the breadth of it, though. It's not just Strahan. Think about what Strahan is doing. He's conquered two morning shows. He's on one of the giant football platforms, and now he's going to space.
But he's a single-season sack leader. You know, he's thought of as a Pro Bowl great player. Like Nate Burleson was just a fine player, right. And now he's like hosting CBS shows.
McAfee.
Strahan also has a game show that he hosts.
He does?
The Pyramid. What? Yeah.
No, Strahan's career has been, like post-career has been as good as anybody's, but I think he was a good player, so I don't know if he fits this conversation.
I think that's why it's such a good question, because I know how good Strahan was as a player, but what I'm marveling at is what he's done since he's been a player. He was a champion player. He was a Hall of Fame player. He owns the record for sacks in a season, and I believe his post-career has been bigger and better than his football career. I think he's certainly known now. He's transcendent now in a way that he wasn't when he was in sports. When he was in sports, he was just an athlete. He's more than an athlete now. I'm guessing there are a whole lot of people who don't even know he is an athlete or was an athlete. I'm guessing there are a whole bunch of people out there that don't have a reference point for how long has it been since Michael Strahan played a football game? Has it been
I saw that
Barry Bonds is on his final ballot, and it got me to start thinking about how old some of these guys actually are. Barry Bonds isn't 5 years removed from playing baseball. He is about to be off of the Hall of Fame ballot because he's been on it for so long without being selected that they're just going to take him off of it. I'm guessing, has Strahan played in 10 years?
07 last season.
Man.
So it's almost been a decade and a half since Strahan played a game, and all he's done is conquer media since then. Conquer media, where you're on. I don't even know how he has time to do all that stuff.
How has he got more handsome, too?
The Gap works for him, too. You kind of said that. You mentioned it. That's like a moneymaker for him.
Yeah. It's a signature.
It is a moneymaker, but I'm just saying Tiki Barber's sitting on his couch.
Oh, for sure. Hates him.
With his perfect teeth, and he's like, you got to be kidding me.
Tiki tried to be likable. But it just, something was off.
You can't try to be likable.
You have to just kind of be.
Yep.
A-Rod.
Although I thought Matt Lauer, did he come across likable on TV? Like he had a morning show disposition in the behind the scenes. Oh, this monster.
Yeah. Mannings are likable.
You think Tiki's ever wanted to give himself a gap?
Eli's.
Don't get me started on the Mannings.
Peyton's not that likable.
Last night, the Manning cast.
What happened?
Condi.
They just talk over each other the whole time. Like every time, you know, yeah. they had Bill Parcells on and it's just so awkward.
Big tuna.
They keep
talking
over each other all the time. And it's a really
Bill Parcells.
Every time the guest comes experience. On. See how Condoleezza annoying that Rice. Is? It's so annoying.
Who was their fourth guest? They had, again, a giant guest list.
Julian Edelman.
Oh, they just snuck
guest list the last couple weeks.
They're not getting active players anymore because there's a Manning cast curse. Josh Allen is not the same guy, flatly, since going on there. Everyone that goes on there loses.
I think someone Tom broke Brady. The curse. Someone broke the curse.
Tom Brady
I can't think of it,
won
though.
Last night.
Well, Brady
he
won
was
last
on
night.
Last weekend.
Yeah, but I think he lost to the Rams after, or something like that. Like he
there
lost
was a curse
afterwards.
For a few weeks. Like if you went on that show, something bad happened to you.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good guest list, though. Kevin Hart, Condoleezza
and
Rice.
That's not, and that was one of the things.
Strahan was on like 2 weeks ago. Now he's going to space.
Yeah. Well, let's not call that race.
Condoleezza Rice, though, like that's
that
random.
Was random.
Remember when people thought she was going to be the Browns head
well,
coach?
Well, she's part of the college football committee, is she not?
I don't think she is anymore.
No, she's not?
She hasn't been for a couple years.
Are we trying to argue that Condoleezza Rice is not a good guest? Is that
no,
something we're trying
guess.
To argue? I don't think
guess.
That's a good thing
what
to
other
argue.
Food items guess. Are last names? What? We have Jerry Rice.
Right.
Condoleezza Rice. What other food items are last names? Is it the only one? Is Rice the only one?
No, burger.
Only one.
Burger.
Plenty of burgers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kevin Bacon. Yeah. I'm just thinking out loud, not really.
Jack Ham.
Ooh.
Felix PA. Spelled pie.
That's a good one.
Your dad today, Chris, saying you can't bring a ham to my house without clearing it first.
That's not outrageous. He's right.
I'm not saying it's outrageous.
What if he prepared a ham?
I just love the sentence. I'm not saying that it's outrageous. I'm not even here to argue about it. I just love the idea of needing to clear a ham with Greg Cote.
Anthony Mays.
Is rice the only name?
That's a bad question.
So I think we answered that.
Food.
Jared Mayo. Jabril Peppers.
Yeah. See, we're having fun. You're welcome.
We're having fun now.
You're welcome.
We're having fun here. We're just having some fun here.
You want to impress me? Make the food item the first name.
Cornelder.
Cornelder.
Oh, wow.
This is all my baby.
Steak Shapiro.
Mornings in Atlanta.
Cornelder is not where I had you guys Cornelder. Going first.
Dave Congree.
There's a food called Dave?
Two guys here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel, and I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.